from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
here is the news, first the headlines. Indonesia can catch up in AI robotics advancements, and Indonesia promotes 6 hub airports to boost ASEAN-China connectivity. Here is the complete details. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto expressed confidence that Indonesia can catch up with China's current advancements in artificial intelligence or AI and robotics. Erlangga told Antara in Shanghai on Saturday that China's robotics industry has advanced tremendously and offers incredible flexibility, particularly for the wide range of tasks that can now be automated using robots. Erlangga stated that he will brief President Prabowo Subianto on his findings from the exhibition, as well as his meetings with Chinese President Xi Jinping, Commerce Minister Wang Wentao, and Foreign Minister Wang Yi. Indonesia state-owned airport operator PT Angkasa Pura Indonesia, operating under the InJourney Airports brand, is promoting 6 regional airports to strengthen connectivity between Indonesia, the broader ASEAN region, and China. During the 17th ASEAN-China Working Group on Regional Air Service Arrangements ACWG RASA, held in Yogyakarta, the company explored opportunities to expand international flight collaborations for the airports it manages. President Director of InJourney Airports Muhammad R. Pahlevi said in a press statement received on Saturday that flight demand from China to Indonesia is no longer centralized solely in Jakarta and Bali. Based on indirect passenger traffic data throughout 2025, the island of Java recorded around 992,000 passengers, followed by Bali and Nusa Tenggara with approximately 525,000 passengers and Sumatra with 169,000 passengers. Next news is coming from Ministry pushes Indonesia as hub for global creative collaboration. The Ministry of Creative Economy is promoting Indonesia as a collaborative space and source of inspiration for global creators by expanding its network of international creative talent. Deputy Minister of Creative Economy Iren Umar said on Sunday that Indonesia's rich cultural heritage and creative talent have the potential to produce world-class works that enhance the country's competitiveness on the global stage. The ministry believes that attracting more international creators to choose Indonesia as a production base or creative partner will further strengthen the country's creative economy ecosystem. Recently, Iren met with South Korean singer, songwriter, and music producer Ilhun. During the meeting, she encouraged the artist to film a music video at Mount Bromo and Surabaya Old Town, saying both locations offer landscapes and visual characteristics that match the artistic concept Ilhun hopes to present. Let's moving on to our next news, where Ministry promotes esports talent development through ASID. Indonesia's Ministry of Creative Economy is strengthening the development of national game industry talent by supporting the American Spaces Indonesia Esports Development or ASID program to expand career opportunities for young people in the gaming and esports ecosystem. Creative Economy Minister Tengku Rifki Harsha said on Sunday that the ASEAN National Championship Grand Finale is designed not only as a competition, but also as a platform to equip participants with skills required in the creative industry through workshops, master classes, and 6 months of mentoring. the esports industry has evolved into an important segment of the creative economy, creating a wide range of career opportunities beyond becoming professional players. These opportunities include careers as casters, content creators, coaches, tournament organizers, game operations specialists, and digital content developers. The Regional Disaster Mitigation Agency, BPBD, of North Sumatra swiftly launched emergency measures in response to flooding that affected 200 households in Central Tapanuli District. Speaking in Medan on Saturday, BPBD Emergency Response Division Head Sri Wahyuni noted that torrential rain caused an emergency embankment along the Aeksilaga-Laga River to collapse on Friday, July 17th. She emphasized that the Central Tapanuli District Government evacuated residents in Sipange, Tuka Sub-District in coordination with the North Sumatra BPBD. The official further noted that the disaster caused neither fatalities nor injuries, adding that the river's water level had since returned to normal. Next news is on BRIN prepares 177 policy research projects for 2026. The National Research and Innovation Agency, or BRIN, is preparing 177 research topics to support the formulation of national policies. BRIN head Arif Satria said in a press release received on Saturday that the research projects are scheduled to be carried out in 2026. The topics were compiled through a forum involving Ministry Secretaries General to identify research needs in support of policy formulation. Arif noted that the research priorities proposed by ministries may not fully address more fundamental issues. Therefore, BRIN is also inviting input from the House of Representatives Commission 10 to ensure that its research is more relevant to the needs of the public. Let's move on to East Java has highest number of Sekolah Rakyat schools. East Java is leading the implementation of Sekolah Rakyat or People's School, a national flagship program offering tuition-free education with the highest number of schools, according to Governor Hovifah Indar Parawansa. Without specifying the exact number, she highlighted that East Java houses most Sekolah Rakyat schools, including those operating from temporary sites at government facilities and those already occupying permanent campuses. Hovifah remarked during a visit to a Sekolah Rakyat school in Banyuwangi District on Saturday that Sekolah Rakyat reflects the government's commitment to inclusive education by ensuring equal access to quality schooling for children from economically disadvantaged families. Last but not least, we have news from Indonesia PNG strengthened border cooperation through Power Talks. Indonesia's National Border Management Agency, BNPP, explored avenues to step up bilateral cooperation with Papua New Guinea, or PNG, focusing on the continuation of electricity supplies for border residents in Wutung, PNG. The Ministry of Home Affairs, BNPP's parent institution, held talks on power cooperation with Papua New Guinea's Ministry for Tourism, Arts and Culture in Jakarta on Thursday, July 17th, according to a statement received on Saturday, July 18th. Indonesian Director General of Regional Administration Development Safrizal Zakaria Ali said that the Indonesian government had demonstrated support for Wutung residents by extending electricity infrastructure to the border area. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Hello listener, welcome back to Music Corner. Now, today we are going to play you a song by Nafa Urbah. Nafa Urbah is more known as an actress, but she debuted as a singer. Her first album and single was titled Bagai Lilin Kecil or Like Small Candles, released in 1995. Nafa Urbah took the slow rock path, just like the legendary Nike Ardila, right after her passing. Bagai Lilin Kecil is a slow rock song too, created by Dedi Dores. The song is about a lonely woman seeking true love. So, here is Nafa Urbah with Bagai Lilin Kecil. Enjoy!
Kan menunggu
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you. The World Cup is coming! Know better everything about the World Cup. From big moments that make you go, wait, what? To facts you might have missed. Soccer Fiesta.
Soccer Fiesta.
Quick and fun World Cup trivia. Available every day on voinews.id, RRA Digital, and YouTube VOI Official. Soccer Fiesta.
Did you know that throughout the history of the World Cup, there have always been iconic celebrations? Here are three of them. First, David Beckham in 2002. He scored a penalty against Argentina and celebrated by kissing the England badge, a truly emotional moment of redemption. Then there is Robbie Keane in 2002. His celebration was simple but iconic. He pretended to be Robin Hood, starting with a cartwheel and then mimicking pulling a bow and arrow. Simple but very memorable. Lastly, Bebeto in 1994. After scoring, he celebrated as if he were rocking a baby. It turned out he had just welcomed a child. So it wasn't just about football, but also personal happiness.
Soccer Fiesta.
Setiap kali diajak pergi keluar malam, pulangnya pagi. Bukan tak mau bersosialisasi, ku hanya takut tak mampu lagi. Sering menolak, ku hanya sadar hampir senja usia. Setiap kali diajak pergi keluar malam, pulangnya pagi. Bukan tak mau bersosialisasi, ku hanya takut tak mampu lagi. Sering sadar hampir senja.
Here is keyword of the day. One can be great only when he changes the world into a better place. A quote by Bung Tomo. Bung Tomo is an Indonesian national hero. He played a crucial role in maintaining Indonesian independence. He is known for his blazing spirit for revolution and consistency in fighting the colonizers. He moved through physical struggle and propaganda. Bung Tomo's famous speech burned the spirit of youths and Islamic boarding school students. He also showed creativity in formulating strategy while showing honesty and integrity. That was quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Soccer Fiesta.
Did you know football has the power to bring people together? Yes, it really does. In Indonesia, watching football together has become a special way to build connection and togetherness. We call it Nobar, short for Nonton Bareng, which means watching a match together. Not in a stadium, but through a live broadcast on TV. From cities to villages, people gather in all kinds of places, on house terraces, in small community spaces, just to enjoy the game side by side. It's not always on a television either. Sometimes, to get a bigger view, they use projectors and screen the match onto a large white surface. And because of time differences with the countries hosting the matches, these gatherings often happen late at night, even lasting until early morning. But that's part of what makes it so special. Watching together makes every moment more exciting, especially when a goal is scored, and the whole place erupts in celebration. In the end, Nobar is more than just watching a game together. It's about coming together, sharing joy, and celebrating connection through football.
Whoa! Soccer Fiesta. Whoa!
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian pop and regional songs, international musical entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Indonesian Ministry of Environment and Forestry, the average Indonesian produces around 0.7 kilograms of waste per day. Almost 10 million people live in Jakarta. That's a whole lot of waste. Bantar Gebang is 40 kilometers west of Jakarta. It's Indonesia's largest landfill. They process around 8,000 tons of rubbish every day. Around 18,000 families call it home. According to locals, some scavengers take 15 to 20 paracetamol at a time. Grueling days are spent picking through decaying food scraps and glistening coloured plastics. Most make less than $10 per day. On the 30th of January 2019, Reza Bonard spoke to a room full of professionals, diplomats and journalists on the 42nd floor of Jakarta's World Trade Centre. The event was held by the Professional Women's Group from the British Chamber of Commerce, Indonesia. At the front of the room, standing about 5 foot tall, she spoke clearly and confidently in English, her second language. It was strong enough to be well understood, but flawed enough to hold strong Indonesian character.
Okay, my name is Reza. I grew up in Bantar Gebang. People call me Princess of the Dawn. I'm not a princess. I don't have bracelet. I don't have a crown. So I'm just Reza from Bantar Gebang. The best dam ever. This is how we call our program, our project in Bantar Gebang.
Reza is from West Sumatra. Her family moved to Bantar Gebang when she was just a little girl. They watched it transform from rice paddies to wasteland. Reza's 18-year-old sister, Ian, told me the hardest part about being from Bantar Gebang is the way that people treat you. Reza told me why her parents decided to move to the area.
My home, like you can see, like the truck is queuing for hours just to load the rubbish. Before, 24 years ago, it was the beautiful rice field. So in front of my home and beside my home. The reason why my parents bought this land, because my parents wants me to experience to live nearby the rice field.
Reza Bonard was picked on in school. Her shoes smelt like cat poo. Despite hardship, she was able to receive a university education in Depok.
I was lucky. I got my foster parent from the UK, so I got scholarship to study in the university. Otherwise, I couldn't speak in front of you today because I don't know anything about English, how to say. Even my English is broken, but I'm very confident to speak in front of you.
Reza has since enjoyed a fruitful career in technology and she's an activist. She's passionate about women, children and education in Indonesia. That's why she founded BGBG, an activity centre cross hostel. The name directly translates to Seeds of Bantar Gebang. She's giving back to her community.
If people are like, why you climb Bantar Gebang as the best dam ever? Because we say, like, if people call these places like nasty, disgusting, stinky, me, the one who grew up at Bantar Gebang, I said, this is the best place, the best dam. Because I can grow up here, I met my foster parent in Bantar Gebang because of my broken English. And then we have BGBG, the place to motivate the children to never scare, to dream high.
BGBG. BGBG describes itself as a hostel and hub, or the kingdom of Bantu Gebang. Foreigners and Indonesians stay at the dump and volunteer. Carpenters build facilities and students teach English.
Then you are waste to Bantar Gebang, your rubbish to Bantar Gebang. So come to Bantar Gebang and clean it.
Reza says all of the children from BGBG are like her brothers and sisters, but she also has one biological sister.
I told the children many times, if you have problem at school, no matter public or private, I will come to talk to the principal. Because happened to my sister Iin before, she has no birth certificate, elementary school. I went to the school, talked to principal. This girl live with me. I'm the one who pay for her school. And then she has no birth certificate, but she needs education. And I want her in the best school. And then the principal said to me, yeah, but we need birth certificate. I said, like, with or without birth certificate, she needs education.
Now, Reza's sister Iin studies international relations at the Institute of Social and Political Science in Jakarta. Every weekend, she travels by train and motorbike rideshare to Bantar Gebang. She helps teach English classes during the weekend. I asked her how she feels about coming from Bantar Gebang.
I'm happy for like when I grow up and then I like we have like sister Reza who tell us about like it doesn't matter where we're from. Mm. If we do work hard and then we believe that we can make it, because like in BGBG they always tell it's not about money, it's about like you treat other people nicer.
If you're interested in volunteering and visiting the dump, or to contribute something to the BGBG project, you can find out more at bgbg.org. But if you do go and visit, please don't hold your nose, because to Iin and Reza, it's the best dump in the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
I am the bass, low is the face, come from the ground, fill up the space. Yeah, I am the bass, embrace the pace, no need a crown, 'cause I am the bass. You and I are so alike, we move and we groove, we are silent proof. You and I will feel alive, yeah, strike to the bone when we hit the tone. Like this. Yeah, I am the bass, low is the face, goes from the down, drive like an ace. Yeah, I am the bass, God give me grace, can you feel the sound? I am the bass. Thank you. Yeah, I am the bass. Low is the face. Come from the ground, fill up the space. I am the bass. God, give me grace. Can you feel the sound? Of Indonesia.
Listener, thank you for staying tuned at www.voinews.id. Now I'm going to take you to listen to Indonesian Wonder.
Today's Indonesian Wonder is featuring the beauty of Walanda Waterfall in Bandung, West Java. West Bandung has abundant natural tourism potential, and one of them is the Walanda Waterfall located in Gugunturan Citatah Village, Cipatat Subdistrict, West Bandung Regency. This waterfall is one of the leading tourist attractions in Cipatat. Walanda Waterfall has its own uniqueness because the water flows from a tunnel that is approximately 162 meters long and 8 to 10 meters high in diameter. The height of the Walanda Waterfall is approximately 20 meters and flows into the Cirawa River, which continues to connect to the Cimeta River. The Walanda Waterfall Tunnel has existed since the Dutch colonial era, built around 1889 to supply water for steam trains at Cipatat Station. The name Walanda is thought to come from the word Belanda, which means Dutch in Bahasa Indonesia, which is related to the construction of the Bandung-Cianjur railway line in the past. In addition to having a waterfall that is hundreds of years old, the view of the green rice fields and the Cirawa River is also full of the history of ancient Bandung. Several facilities that have been built, such as the Rainbow Bridge, which is located right in front of the Walanda Waterfall, are also very suitable for photo spots. In addition to enjoying the scenery around the waterfall, you can also rest in the huts that have been provided. According to the manager of Curug Walanda or Walanda Waterfall, this tourist attraction will also build a spot for indigenous West Java or Sundanese art performances and traditional Sundanese musical instruments such as the Tarawangsa musical instrument and Beluk performance. Tarawangsa is a stringed instrument that only has 2 to 3 strings. Meanwhile, Sundanese art beluk is a form of Sundanese vocal art that relies on vocal strength without musical accompaniment. Beluk artists are able to create beautiful and complex melodies using only their voices. The sounds produced are usually high-pitched and have distinctive curves. Curug Walanda, Curug means waterfall, can easily be reached by car. From the center of Bandung to the location of Curug Walanda, it takes about 1.5 hours. And if you are from the city of Bandung, you can use the route towards Padalarang and then Citatah. After parking your vehicle, you will have to walk about 20 minutes to the village road that passes the Bandung-Cianjur railway that is no longer operational. From the railway, it only takes 10 minutes to arrive at the location of Curug Walanda. If using a motorbike, visitors can go directly to the parking lot next to the waterfall. That was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder. Tomorrow we will meet again with another interesting topic. Bye now!
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Ada yang bertanya, oh ini dia. Voice of Indonesia.
Aceh is popularly known as Serambi Mekah or Veranda of Mekah because it was historically the first gateway for Islam to enter Indonesia. Now we will explore a song that is much more than just a simple lullaby coming from Aceh. Do Daidi, also known as Do Daidi, a song known as having a gentle melody, has helped many babies fall asleep. These soft notes actually carry a very strong history. Inside this song, parents didn't just sing for sleep, they sang with prayers, hopes, and the goal of raising the future generation that will be brave enough to stand against colonial rule in Aceh in the 18th and 19th century. It is a beautiful example of how a peaceful song can be used to build a great courage. It reminds us that even the simplest words can shape a person's future. Here is the historic Do Daidi.